Bailey, so it's not a bad little run you're on at the minute.
Yeah, it's been nice, obviously. A few back-to-back clean sheets now, and nice to get our first home win in the league, which is a bit of a relief, and hopefully there's plenty more to come. But like you say, it's nice to top off a good run with a nice result this weekend, coming into the international break.
And it's 5 clean sheets in a row. Just how much of an achievement is that at this level? It was something that you did in League One, but to take that form into this level is quite something, isn't it?
As a team, we've always worked on things defensively, not just as a defence. We all work on it together. So it really is obviously a great collective achievement from us all. But obviously, as defenders and stuff as well, you had a bit more pride into those clean sheets because it is your job. There's a lot of games to go this season. So, I mean, 5 clean sheets is great for us, but it's only worth it if you keep them coming. So we'll aim to keep going, and we won't just rest on that.
And you've tightened up at the back with the likes of Tom Clark and Paul Huntington out as well.
Football's a strange game. Sometimes, obviously, you get hit with injuries. Sometimes it seems to be not the best of times, but you just got to deal with it and get on with it. And I think we've done a good job with it. Obviously, they have been a miss to us. Obviously, both very good players for us and big characters around the place. But like you say, we changed the defence a bit because we had to, and it's worked for us. We've dug deep and done what we had to do to get the results we've had, and that's all you've got to do sometimes when there's things that go against you. You just got to make the most of it.
And Simon's not one to normally praise individuals, but after Tuesday's performance, he came out and said that you'd stepped up very well and that you were leading by example.
Yeah, I think you've got to. Obviously, if you want to do well in any division, you've got to up your game, not just individually but as a team, and I think we've done that. And there's always things I want to add to my game and get better at, and each game that comes along, you want to get better and better and add those things to your game that you work on. And fortunately, it has been going the right direction, but hopefully it can keep going the way I want it to.
You had a hat-trick for Man of the Match performances as well.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm tipping off to get them, but obviously I'm just happy to get good results, and if you get Man of the Match, then it's a nice added bonus.
And you've had 2 home games in a row. You're now on the travels again to Loftus Road and QPR. They've just lost their manager. So what are you expecting from them?
Any team that changes their manager can be difficult to play against, but we'll go about it as we do with every game. We do our research on them and work on our game plan. And like I say, it won't be any different. Obviously, there's some players with them will be disappointed that they've got to change a manager, and sometimes it can lift a place or sometimes it can have the opposite effect. So we know it'll be difficult. It's a tough place to go. Obviously, they're a big club with plenty of experience in their squad, but we're on a good run ourselves, and we've got plenty of confidence amongst ourselves, amongst the boys, together and get a good result.
One thing we do know is that Charlie Austin's back. He had a month out, but he's already scored, I think, 7 goals in the league so far, so he's always one to watch for.
Yeah, obviously, he's a great player. He's scored plenty of goals in the Premier League as well, and he's proved he's been doing it for a while in this league too, so we know he'll be a handful, but they've got other players as well that are good players. And we've got players I'll have to watch too, so we'll do what we have to do, focus on it, and we know they've got good players, but there's a lot of teams in this division with good players, and that's the way it is, and that's the way you want it.